When you love riding a motorcycle, you want to ride it everywhere, even to a physical.
Let's check your weight. Hop on the scale. Look at that. You're down a few pounds.
Oh, yeah. Must be the new carbon fiber wheels.
And when you love saving money, you want to save even more. That's why GEICO makes it easy to bundle your motorcycle and car insurance.
I'm going to prescribe 91 octane for your engine knock, and we'll want to see you again in 3,000 miles.
Kickstart your savings with GEICO Motorcycle. Bundle and save on the things you love.
Time now for another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. You know, we get you to work every morning on the Bob and Tom Show. Now every afternoon at 3, we're going to post a little extra for you to get you laughing on your way home or whenever you download this thing. Coming up on today's show, the Paul McCartney Beatles story, plus Crocus is retiring, and the latest sperm news right after this from Donnie Baker.
Hi, Bob and Tom. It's Donnie Baker. And I'm not sure if this is a trend or if it's something that just started, but lately I've been having a lot of requests by chicks for me to take a camera phone picture of my pork sword. Oh. And then they want me to send it to them.
Oh.
I swear to God they do. And even though my pager can do more than most cell phones, there ain't no camera in it. So I've had to rely on some friends or my mom fellas to do the snapshots. Hell, in the last week alone, I've mailed out more headshots than Fonzie back in the 50s. Ask Scotty. And word's getting around, but not everyone is comfortable doing this for the first time. Man, I probably know more about building your own portfolio than anybody I know of. So here's a few tips from Donnie Baker if you're nervous, a first-timer, or a little puny in the pants. I mean, just because a woman wants to see it don't mean you're in. Mm-hmm. This is like a coin toss before overtime. You have to win, because this could be a deal-breaker, so plan ahead with your pictures. If you're less than 6 inches, choose a profile. I always look taller in my mugshots from the side. Yeah, Scotty, any cop would tell you the same. I swear to God they would. Plus, it just looks more badass because they get to see the chin. That's why they made Lincoln do it that way, is for the penny. Just make sure you don't get your belly button in the background, because women will do the math. Number two, use some props, man. Get one of them mini souvenir bats or mini helmets to give away at ball games. Use that for a backdrop or some kind of point of reference. Yeah. Girls won't believe you're packing a Louisville Slugger unless they can read the label. And remember, label up. Always. And go with the grain. Uh-huh. Or Coca-Cola's making little 6-ounce cans now, so it's easier to gauge the girth if you're posing next to a pounder. Either that or a mini Pringles can works good. They can't tell the difference, unless they have a protractor.
I see.
And never include any hands in the picture. That's a mistake, because some girls are smart. Every hand has a thumb. Everybody knows it. And women can price shop. So if they see your thumb and your drum are like neck and neck, it ain't going to be a keeper. I mean, you might get her to call back, but you're not making the scrapbook. Now, if you was born like me, you really don't need a cell phone. I just do this stuff for fun. Hell, I put stretch marks in blue jeans before so girls can see it with the naked eye. That's why when I wrestled and wore tights, my nickname used to be the smuggler. I swear to God it was. Even the ref used to brag that it took 2 headlocks to pin Donnie Baker. He'd say it right to my opponent's face. So now I use props just for fun, to show off a little. My favorite is just laying it down on a road atlas. Oh. Hell, on a good day, I can cover 4 states. Out west, ask Scotty, drives girls crazy. Uh-huh. And I always include the key in the picture so they could calculate the miles of milk bone in their next one tank trip. I swear to God I do.
Donnie, who's been using a Sharpie on my road atlas? Somebody scribbled all over the Grand Canyon.
Shut up, Randy. You couldn't even cover Rhode Island's. I gotta go.
Here's some extra. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
These are my buddies from the Black Moods. This isn't a black mood at all. This is puts me in a good mood.
I love the name Burry.
When the bass kicks in, thank you very much. The big news this morning, Paul McCartney has announced that the song Come Together has a whole new meaning.
I hate this story.
So do I, and I wish we weren't talking about it. It's disgusting.
It's hilarious.
No, it's not.
A couple of 15-year-olds and their buddies.
No, this is so disturbing. The only reason you're giving it a pass is because it's McCartney.
I'm sure every guy at camp did this. That's why you went to camp, right?
No, never. I'm sorry.
Most kids don't do this.
No. Once again, the story is Paul McCartney, in an interview with GQ magazine, said
he and John Lennon and a couple of guys masturbated together. And it didn't happen but more than a couple times.
Mm-hmm.
So that's still a couple too many.
Yeah, I agree.
They would do it in the dark. But remember, it was the 50s. There certainly was. There was the. No, there wasn't the internet. There were in England with all of the restrictions that you couldn't. You could barely get a guitar, and I'm sure they had no girly magazines. And they would sit around in the dark and shout out the names of famous movie stars.
This is awful.
Bridget Bardot is the one he mentioned
specifically.
Creepy
and weird.
And then it ended one time when Lennon shouted out Winston Churchill. Always, always, always the comedian Lennon.
Always a boner killer, Winston Churchill.
Yeah.
Yeah, there might have been one guy that was okay with it.
Yeah. Oh, what? We're stopping?
Oh, no. Okay.
I mean, that's gross, right, guys?
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Having seen that Churchill movie, that mm-hmm. you and I went to see that, Josh.
Yeah.
That was really good, but he doesn't seem like much of a sexual being, Mr. Churchill.
No.
Yeah, what's his most famous speech?
But you know what? Ladies love the power.
Mm.
They are really turned on by that.
Stood by him, but yeah, that would be.
You know, if you're at a circle jerk and somebody yells out Winston Churchill, just keep calm and carry on.
That made up for all of yesterday.
Yesterday?
Oh, come on now.
We will never surrender.
Matt, how old were you when you admitted to somebody for the first time that you... wanked it.
Oh, that I admitted it?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't even know. I mean, I don't even know what age I was when I first did it, to be honest with you.
Well,
I know. I thought I invented it. I don't know about you guys, but once again, we do have a tribute to the Beatles right now. And the famous Lennon and McCartney standoff, if you will.
Come together right now.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, God.
They're together there.
That is some fine editing, Dean. That is really, really a beautiful thing. But it does change the meaning of so many Beatles songs.
That was literally my favorite Beatles song of
all
time.
It still can be. Don't worry about
it. It's ruined.
My favorite Beatles song is that one, Just the Two of Us, and that has a whole kind of, you know that one? Two of Us, right, ding, ding. Okay, never mind.
I hear Just the Two of Us, and I think of...
Just the two of us.
That's a nice song, too.
We can make...
This does explain how the White Album got white.
Yeah, the
goodness.
Opaque album?
You can even take a George Harrison song. Something in my hand right now. Yeah, we're gonna have to do a little medley here.
That's okay.
Man. Okay. Yeah, you would hope they were far enough away not to...
Well, you know.
Hit each other, you know, because that would be the first time Lennon got shot.
Whoa.
Wow. I thought you were going to go with Get Back JoJo, but no, you get right down to the incredibly unpleasant. Meet the Beatles, M-E-A-T. We could do this all day. In fact, I might want to.
No.
Okay. The Beat-Awfuls? How's that?
That was the name of one of our fake bands.
The Beat-Awfuls?
The Beat-Awfuls, yeah, absolutely. I mean, like 30 years ago.
I was going to say that was before syndication. I would imagine. Didn't get that in St. Louis.
But again, my favorite of the Bob and Tom fake bands is still Chuck Chuck Bobuck and the Banana Fan of Four.
Fine name.
Yeah. And I still can't understand.
What happened to them?
I believe they're touring with the Association the Guess Who.
Sure.
And if you've seen the Guess Who recently, you'll go up there and go, hey, guess who's in the band? I have no idea. I don't see Burton Cummings.
Yeah.
I don't see.
D-Sharp.
D-Sharp is in the band.
He's what, the drummer?
Singer.
Oh, the singer. Okay, I did. Okay, very dirty.
That's his real name.
What is it?
I think it's Derek Sharp.
But he goes by
D-Sharp. D-Sharp.
It's a musical reference, isn't it?
Yes. Duh.
Yeah, that doesn't make it right.
No, it sure doesn't.
I want Randy Bachman and in my Guess Who, I want Randy Bachman and Burton Cummings. I'm sorry we're off.
Oh, speaking of musical references, I know you guys are going to want to mark your calendars. We may have to take off the show December 7th, 2019. Crocus embarking
on a Midnight Maniac
tour. Yeah.
Crocus and who?
Just Crocus. They mean it this time. They're done. It's over. Our last show will be December 7th, 2019 in Zurich.
Who?
I thought they were done.
I did too.
I saw them in 88.
Am I supposed to know who Crocus is?
No, you're not.
Ace,
no.
That's one of your favorite bands.
I enjoy them.
Yes. Okay, as I said this to Ace, and he goes, I enjoyed early Crocus.
Yeah, of course, everyone knows the later Crocus when they lost Burton Cummings and Randy Bachman. Oh, wait a minute. That was a band that had hits.
Now, Lennon and McCarthy were in a band called Strokus. Before, I think.
McCarthy?
Oh, is that what I said?
Yes.
Yeah, it was John Lennon and Jenny McCarthy. They had a It was their no vaccine tour.
Uh-huh.
Oh, no.
Imagine there's no vaccines. Oh, really? You want polio? Yeah. Okay, good for you. Why don't you do that for your kids? Well, we have a lot to get to here.
Lots of people imagine what their first baby might look like. Some showbiz fans might even imagine it would look like a child of their favorite celebrity. So a sperm bank in L.A. now offers you a celebrity look-alike service. A woman can actually choose a donor based on the famous person he resembles. California Cryobank is one of the only clinics around that offers such a service. Women can filter their sperm donor down to those who resemble men like Prince Harry, David Beckham, or Leonardo DiCaprio. Currently, the one of the most popular choices is...
Steve Buscemi.
No, Tom, not sorry. Steve Buscemi.
Sorry.
Fine-looking man in his own right, but no.
Who?
George Clooney.
Ben Affleck.
Wow. Wow. You give that baby a bottle. make sure it's...
Yeah, not gin. Okay.
Wow.
Well, yeah, Ben's going to some rehab right now.
Are these women taking into consideration... that their genes are going to also come into play, and
you know what,
the kid's not going to really necessarily look like the.
But it's not the actual seed of Leonardo DiCaprio. It's some guy that looks like him.
What if the guy that looks like Leonardo DiCaprio has an intelligence level of 3?
What, you know, it's or no
Come
talent.
On.
Well, he.
Yeah.
I mean,
how many years until you realize whether they look like them or not?
It's going to be a while.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
after the
and do you really want a hot son? You know, like what are these women? Why do they care?
Yeah, I heard. Well. I did read the article about this. It's interesting because if you want a Bill Cosby lookalike, they have to put you under to do the insemination. Just so it has it's that much closer to being real.
If you want a Louis C.K. lookalike, you have to go to his car and scrape the seat.
If you want a Josh Arnold lookalike,
you have to,
to grab a sock from underneath the bed.
T-shirt? I'm a T-shirt man.
Now, interesting enough, we have we have another sperm story coming up, but you said you had chimpanzees in the news?
I do have chimpanzees in the news.
Chimpanzees scare me, by the way. Have you ever been around a chimp?
Not like...
They can rip your face
close,
off.
Yeah,
literally. Yeah. We know that.
Yeah, they're scary.
A new study found chimpanzees and toddlers communicate with a similar unspoken language.
They throw poop at each other.
According to the study published in Animal Cognition, human children between 12 and 24 months use 89% of the same gestures the juvenile and adult chimps use. Hmm. Both humans and chimps hug, jump, stomp, and throw objects. Scientists said the research suggests some gestures are innate due to our shared evolutionary history. Study author Verena Kurskin said humans and chimpanzees shared a common ancestor around 5 to 6 million years ago.
So we don't descend from chimps.
No.
We have like great, 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 great grandparents that were both. Is that what's happening here?
Sounds like it.
That family branch went away. And so that makes sense, though, I guess. So little toddlers do some of the same stuff. That adult chimps do. Okay. Good to know.
Makes sense to me. I don't know
what the...
That'll help.
Hello, Bob and Tom Show.
Hey, Bob and Tom. It's Donnie Baker.
Hey, Donnie.
Hey, Tom, I'm with you. There ain't going to be a lot of Steve Buscemi or Gary Busey babies on that request.
Oh, yeah. The celebrity sperm thing. It's very weird.
On that other story, Christy, I got to tell you, I'm sick and tired of science people always comparing us humans to chimps and orangutans. Because the fact remains, they ain't nothing like us anyways.
Well, that's
just because they got disposable thumbs don't make them as smart as us.
Yeah.
I mean, sure, they can peel diners like us, but let's see them try to adjust a carburetor on a 78 Dodge.
Well, they can turn a screwdriver, so I don't know.
They're smart, then how come they ain't learned to use toilet paper yet?
The good point.
You know, I want to see them do a Rubik's Cube or work a chainsaw proper. Mm-hmm. That's what I don't understand. If they can do everything we can do, then how come we don't give them jobs? What? Like yesterday, I had the tree guys come out and do some work.
Right. Yeah.
Think of some fly-by-night tree place.
What makes you think that?
Well, it was called Wayne's Fly-by-Night Tree Service.
Oh, okay, there you go. Yeah,
that's fun. So the tree guys doing some cutting down some limbs, were they?
I mean, I doubt they had proper permits or... You know, licensing, but they had chainsaws, and they worked. I mean, that's all I needed. Well, these guys were amazing, going up and down them trees like it came natural, just like a fox squirrel. And mm-hmm. Have you seen them? These guys that do these, they're always rough dudes. It's scary looking dudes.
Yeah, it's hard work.
Fresh out of prison, missing fingers. One of them missing an eyeball, missing lots of teeth. If you look at all their teeth out of all their mouths, if you took all them teeth out, you probably still couldn't fashion a full set of chompers.
Really?
I swear to God. But God love them, because somebody's got to keep Mother Nature in check.
Sure.
And these badass dudes are the ones to do it. I mean, I ain't afraid of heights, but I sure as hell ain't climbing up 300 foot of a stupid tree risking life and limb.
Yeah, that's dangerous.
And, oh, speaking of climbing high, you ever met one of them dudes who changes the light bulbs at the top of radio towers?
Yeah.
No, I haven't.
Oh, I have.
Really?
Well, they're certified lunatics, at least the one I met.
Really?
I was talking to this tower climber last time I was up in Wisconsin. He told me it takes 6 hours just to climb to the top of these. It was like 1,200-foot towers. And he said up at the top, it's swaying like 10 foot in every direction.
Oh, man. Oh.
Can you imagine getting all the way up there and realizing you forgot the light bulb back in the garage?
Overtime.
Oh, my God. And I had to ask him, too. I said, hey, man, tell me this. What if you get up there and you got to drop a deuce all of a sudden? He told me once you've climbed more than an hour, it ain't worth going back down. So he says, man, we just opened the hatch from wherever we are on a ladder.
No.
I swear to God. He said the highest deuce he ever dropped was from over 1,100 feet. Hey, that smashed the car windshield. If you haven't been driving the wrong time, you thought hitting a June bug at 60 mile an hour made a mess. Wait till you hit a human steamer. So next time you're driving, Christy, and your radio
yes?
starts to cut out for a few seconds, don't be alarmed.
Okay.
It's probably just some bulb changer cutting weight down the side of a tower. Swear to God. So I say it like this. I just hit the gas and say a little prayer. It ain't two for Tuesday, if you know what I mean.
Okay, I know what you mean.
I'm gonna go.
Very helpful. What did that have to do with chimpanzees?
I have no idea.
I lost my place there.
He doesn't tend to stay on topic.
Yeah, okay, okay, very good. Back to you, Christy. What else is going on?
Well, we'll keep with our sperm news. Researchers at Ruhr University in Germany,
Ruhr,
discovered a sperm protein called HOR17-4, which acts as a receptor the same way our noses detect smell.
Oh, that's sure.
Right.
So
they have a nose that'll help them navigate to your egg, ladies.
A sperm has a nose.
Just follow your nose. Just always nose.
Is that Toucan Sam?
It sure is.
That was the worst Toucan Sam I've ever heard.
This is very
the worst you've ever heard?
I hear it a lot, but that sounded nothing like Toucan Sam. Try it again.
Just follow your nose. It's not that far off.
I think you need a little more nasal.
Just follow your nose.
Leave him alone. This is fascinating. Floral fragrances like Villilia of the Valley were the top motivators. I can't speak. Increasing the speed of the sperm twofold.
That means twice as much.
Yeah.
I don't understand. So the
Borgenol, a component of the Lily of the Valley fragrance, is now used in fertility treatments to help out the swimmers.
Oh, no kidding.
That's really interesting.
So they kind of make, they put the fragrance near the egg, and then the sperm is attracted to
yes.
it and will go towards it?
Huh. Wow.
Lily of the Valley?
Yeah.
Josh, you should get some and put it in your socks.
They don't need it.
First of all, he uses a T-shirt. He said that 100,000
times. I'm
going to
stop correcting him on that.
He's never going to realize.
I think socks is more relatable. It's kind of the go-to repository.
So if you come at a woman, guys, she's got Lily of the Valley.
Good point, Christy.
She wants a baby.
Yes, if you're greeted by Lily of the Valley. You may want to...
There's today's edition of the Bob and Tom Extra for you. Make sure you catch us every weekday afternoon at 3. You can catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For the Bob and Tom Show, this is Christopher speaking. Have a great one.
Sehr gut, sehr gut, sehr gut.
Sehr gut?
Wieso Steuer ist sehr gut? Das sagen ganz viele.
Wer sagt das?
Stiftung Warentest, Computerbild, Focus Money, Chip, Finanztipp, such dir was aus.
Mega, aber das ist doch bestimmt kompliziert.
Nö, einfach Foto von der Lohnsteuerbescheinigung machen und fertig.
Klingt sehr gut.
Ist sehr gut. Mit Wieso Steuer. Bis zum 31. Juli abgeben.